As I mentioned to you, as we're making the Stations of the Cross, you know, it is consummated, one of the words, the seven last words of our Lord, of how he completed the mission that was given to him. But obviously, through it all, it was not without suffering that our Lord had to undergo that. And even another of the seven last words that our Lord says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? As if that Almighty God has forsaken him. As if the God was not there for him. As he hung on the cross, as he suffered. And it is one of the things for us to contemplate and to think about. The suffering on the cross, the suffering that our Lord underwent, these sufferings that for us would merit our eternal salvation, God willing, that our Lord underwent, but yet, in a way, how alone he felt. Of how that he felt that he was forsaken. Again, it is the human nature of our Lord. Just as is in the agony in the garden, where it asks for the chalice to be taken away. He asks for it, but then immediately thy will be done. The same thing for this, the feeling that he was forsaken by God. But the graces of God are there for us. The graces of Almighty God are there for us every day of our life. And especially through the crosses and the trials that we have, that God will give us that help. And maybe we have the same sentiments at times, that God has forsaken us, God doesn't listen to us, God isn't there. God is there for us. Our Lord had said to Sister Josefa Menendez, you might be familiar with the book, The Way of Divine Love. He had said to her, and just as the sun shines with greater splendor after a dark day, so after such intense suffering shall my work appear in all its brightness. As a means for us to understand. But yes, just as after a dark day the sun comes out, it seems brighter. It has a greater splendor to it. The same thing for us as we experience and we suffer. That it with intense sufferings, that all the more so will God's grace shine forth through that. And that is what we must try to hold on to. And so our Lord's sufferings, yes, it was through his agony, his passion, his death on the cross. And that is why, for all of us, the cross is the means of salvation. It is the key to our salvation, as long as we accept that. And that is why we bless ourselves with the sign of the cross. That is why in the Stations of the Cross we say, because by thy holy cross thou hast redeemed the world. And that is why we will adore the cross today. You know, in the liturgy itself, it asks us to come and to kiss the feet of our Lord because he hung on the cross. And so it is through that accepting of the cross of Christ that is truly then the means of our salvation. And so today, yes, for us, we have to recognize that. That is why this time period from 12 to 3 is so important for us to understand. I mean, that is why we try to place the liturgical functions of today during that time. One, to help us to see that this is what we should be doing. Meditating and thinking upon the passion of our Lord. Not being caught up with the ways of the world, but to focus on these 3 hours when our Lord hung on the cross and died for our salvation. I mean, we're blessed to have the fact that we can have these functions. because it gives us the reality to focus on what our Lord did for us. So many people out in the world, Good Friday means nothing to them. They carry on their lives like nothing else has happened. Because in a large sense, we live in a pagan world. They do not recognize our Lord Jesus Christ. They do not recognize what he did. And so it's up to us to try to put that into practice. That is not just going through the motions of the sacred triduum. That today we recognize the fact that our Lord died on the cross in order to open up heaven. And if he hadn't, heaven would have been closed forever. And so that is what we must try to recognize in today. But yes, as we make the Stations of the Cross, I mean, truly, how fitting it is to make the Stations on this day. To make the Stations, I mean, obviously we have the chance for the Rosary after this, while I hear confessions. But then for you to take the opportunity to pray and to meditate during that time frame, to meditate upon our sins, the damage that they have caused our Lord, and the true contrition that we must have for them. I mean, that is what is necessary for our souls. And then to think of the cross. I mean, that is why in a truly Catholic home, there are the crucifixes in every room. Because we have that recognition of what our Lord did, that constant reminder to us. It must be that way. We must recognize that fact. And that's why I say, in times of temptation, we make the sign of the cross. We bless ourselves with holy water to help us through these difficulties. Because we realize that the cross is our salvation. And as I say, to the pagan world that is around us, they don't recognize it at all. This is just another workday for them. But we have got to see that this is much more than that. And this is the day that wrought our salvation, that gave us a chance to get to heaven. And so we have to contemplate that. We have to think about that. I mean, and ultimately to see that all of our penances, all of the sacrifices, the mortifications, this is the day that they really come toward to repair for our sins. And if we've wasted most of Lent, well, at least to try to do things today that would recognize what our Lord has done for us. To recognize that our Lord died on the cross, suffered his passion, died that ignominious death of the cross. He was God. He could have done it in any other way. But that was chosen for him, and he accepted it. And so let us pray and to meditate upon this. And we'll leave you with words of our Lord again to Sister Josefa Menendez. Do not imagine that I am going to speak to you of anything but my cross. By it I save the world. By it I will bring the world back to the truths of the faith and to the way of love. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.